Ghost Call. Lives of El Melik, a story of freelance diplomacy, mystery, and intrigue in the Far East. Assigned to the task of breaking up an uprising of desert tribes under the leadership of Melik Pasha, K.C. Smith, a member of the Ghost Corps, enters a coffee house, the secret rendezvous of the revolting tribes in Aswan. With him is Ali, his native assistant. Both are in disguise. In the coffee house, K.C. discovers that Amira, a native princess, is forced against her will to act as go-between for Melik Pasha and the desert sheikhs. Casey's disguise is penetrated, but he proves himself a true son of the Prophet by disclosing the Star of Muhammad, apparently branded on his breast, thus, for the moment, turning the tables on his accusers. Casey, Amira, and Ali, in their attempt to escape through the quarters of Melik Pasha, are trapped by the Pasha and several of his followers, one of whom recognizes Casey. The American drops the man with a shot from his automatic and holds the Pasha and his men at bay.
Stand fast, all of you.
Excellency.
Tell your friends to behave or they'll find themselves without a leader.
Put down your yakins, my brothers, and do as the misbelieving son of Abel's commands.
Yeah, that's better. Ali.
Here, Kasi.
Stand over there beside the woman. See that she tries no tricks.
But I do not understand.
Hold thy tongue, woman. Watch your speech, Amira. It may mean your life.
So, you are the courageous Kasi Smith.
Not courageous, Melik Pasha. Merely curious.
Had I known of your presence in my so humble abode, I should have prepared a more fitting reception for you, Effendi.
Oh, doubtless. And had I not been in such haste to offer my respects to your excellency, I should have warned you of my approach. However, now that we understand each other, let us converse a little. Shall we be seated?
Effendi, make yourself comfortable in that chair behind you.
Ah, after you, Excellency.
Your will is my will, as my house is yours. Sit, then, and say, what do you seek here?
No, no, Ali. Kasi must not sit in that chair. It is a trap. It will drop through the floor into a dungeon below.
The chair, Kasi! Ah!
So. Once again, the chair. That throne of Shaitan has caught a spy. Let the Christian dog rot in his cellar below until I need him.
Oh, may Allah protect thee now, Ali, my friend.
His confederate here. Take him for me.
He did play it for pretty couple.
Not fine, Mathew, son of pigs.
Take part against us, Amira. Kasi would have it so.
May Allah curse thee, thou traitor. Throw aside your weapon, dog. It is useless against the knives of Al-Malik. Stand aside, Amira.
Oh, well, it is the will of Allah. There. I am unarmed, O noble dispenser of justice.
That you do not resist is fortunate for you. And to repeat the words of your Christian master, that is better. Keep your knife in his ribs, Mustafa. If he breathes too deeply, thrust home. How are you called, traitor?
I am called Ali.
Ali, a Muslim who has eaten of the Christian religion. A traitor to your own faith. Bah! Take him! That disturbance, what is the meaning of it?
It is Hasim, my lord, and the men from the outer chamber. They seek the Christian and his slave.
Go, woman, unbar the door. Silence! Silence, dog! So, Hasim, are you all old women to permit a Christian to elude you? Speak. What say you?
No, your Sheikh. It is not for Hasim to speak, but he who comes in the name of El Fokra, his son. Then Fareg shall be the first to have his say.
Salam, Melik Pasha. The man who came posing as the son of my father is an impostor, a spy. I am Ben Fareg, son of El Fokra.
Ben Fareg speaks truth, master. The Christian came under the name of Ben Fareg, a son of El Fokra, the Wadi Fareg. He deceived us all with the star of Mohammed.
What? The star of Mohammed? On the breast of an unbeliever. Fools, are you all blind?
Nay, master, it is as Hasim tells the peasants. The Christian has the star of Muhammad burned upon his left breast. I, Yaqub, have seen it.
Impossible. Go and fetch me this Christian, some of you. Suleiman! Suleiman! Where is Suleiman?
Suleiman, master, is not here. He left the house some time ago.
And why is he not at his post? His duty is to guard a mirror.
Perhaps, my lord, the Shahzadi is better able to explain his absence than Hasim.
Well, woman, speak. Where is Suleiman?
Suleiman, master, has gone to the Beni Hassan Bazaar on an errand for me. I thought he had returned.
Suleiman's place is at your side. There are others to be sent on foolish errands. You, Said, find him and bring him to me.
The men, master, bringing the Christian spy.
The curious Kasi Smith. Not so courageous now. The Arabs have a proverb, my friend, which says, thou art unacquainted with the charm for curing the sting of a scorpion.
Yet thou art foolhardy enough to place thy hand in a snake's den.
Yes, Excellency.
I've heard the proverb. It's an appropriate one. I also have a message for you.
A message? From whom?
Have you ever heard of C.D. Baker?
He who is said to be the chief of those known as the Shadowy One?
The same.
His name is known to me? What then?
The message I bear is from him.
Another of those meddlesome Christian secret service men. But speak. What has he to say to me?
This. The jihad, the uprising of desert tribes, is at an end.
The jihad at an end. Your master seems well informed as to my work. You unbelieving fool. The jihad has only just begun. The tribes await only my word, the word of Melik Pasha, to rise up and rid Egypt of our enemies.
Is that the reply you wish me to take back to C.D. Baker?
May Allah curse all unbelievers. Within a month, there will not be a Christian in all Egypt. That is the message soon to be delivered to the world, but not by Kasi Smith. Least of all by Kasi Smith.
Well, that would not be so amusing if it were true.
You have the impudence to defy me? Me, Melik Pasha? Back to his cage with him, Hasim.
Justice, Yashik. Justice to me.
What justice do you claim, Ben Farid?
The custody of this man who has used my name and desecrated the robes of Islam.
And what would you do with him that I cannot do?
I would send him with my followers to my village, there to await my return. He shall pay dearly for posing as the son of El Bukhra.
I shall consider your plea. Meanwhile, into the cellar dungeon with him.
Wait! Wait!
Hey! Melik Pasha, you're not dealing with the British now. You're opposing C.D. Baker and the Ghost Corps.
I do not fear your C.D. Baker nor his corps of shadowy ones. I will teach them something they will not soon forget. And you, my friend, shall be the example. Your head and that of the traitor Ali shall be the answer sent in reply to the message of C.D. Baker. Go, away with him.
A moment, Excellency. Has the present forgotten why the roomy dog was brought from his kennel? The star of Mohammed, O master.
Yes. I am told, Cassie Smith, that you bear upon your breast the star of Mohammed. If this be so, you shall die here and now by my own hand. Bear your breast, Christian.
The star of Mohammed?
Aye.
A Christian with the star of the great prophet upon his breast? Who told you that fable?
It is no fable, master. I, Hassim, saw the brand with my own eyes.
Is this truth, Cassie Smith?
The presence has been misinformed. The star of Muhammad is only for those sons of Islam who are true descendants of the prophet. I am a Christian. Our friend Hassim has been dreaming.
I swear by the beauty of the prophet himself, my lord. This Rumi defiles the true religion of the Muslim. If the brand be not upon his breast, then may Allah strike me blind.
Enough of this bickering. I would see for myself.
Master, I have searched but cannot find Suleiman. He is not to be found in the house nor yet in the court.
If the Shahzadi would think, she might remember just where the good Suleiman is keeping himself.
Why, no, only that he went upon an errand.
I do not contradict the Shahzadi in that, but perhaps the presence would like to know the nature of the errand.
I sent Suleiman to the bazaar, as I have already said, for some fresh oils and scents. If I did wrong, I ask forgiveness.
Enough, enough. When Suleiman returns, Amira, send him to me.
To hear is to obey, master.
And now, Cassie Smith, will you bare your breast so that I may assure myself that my people have seen correctly? Or must I have your clothing torn from your back?
Hearkening is obeying, Yashi. Yet I fail to understand how you can believe such a fantastic tale. However, seeing is believing, I suppose. Look, then.
Father, he's ready. He's got a hand. He's